You did Fox's bidding on this show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me. Well, what I want to know
wait, sir, I'm asking a question. You don't think that's a legitimate question?
No, it was a perfectly legitimate question, but I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked this question of. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked, why didn't you do anything about the coal? I want to know how many people you asked, why did you fire Dick Clark? I want to know how many people you asked about this.
Have you ever watched Fox News Sunday, sir?
I don't believe you asked them that.
We asked plenty of questions.
You didn't ask that, did you? Tell
about
the truth,
the USS Cole?
Tell the truth.
With Iraq and Afghanistan, there's plenty of stuff to ask.
Did you ever ask that? You set this meeting up because you're going to get a lot of criticism from your viewers because Rupert Murdoch's supporting my work on climate change. And you came here under false pretenses and said that you'd spend half the time talking about what we did out there to raise $7 billion plus in 3 days from 215 different commitments. And you don't care.
But President Clinton, if you look at the questions here, you'll see half the questions about that. I didn't think this was going to set you off on such a tear.
It set off on a tear because you didn't formulate it in an honest way, and because you people ask me questions, you don't ask the other side.
That is not true.
Richard Clark made it clear in his testimony.
Would you like to talk about the Clinton Global Initiative?
No, I want to finish this now.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is you
falsely accused me of giving aid and comfort to bin Laden because of what happened in Somalia. No one knew Al-Qaeda existed then.
Did they know in 1996 when he declared war in the U.S.? Did they know in 1998?
Absolutely. When he bombed the two embassies?
Did they know in 2000 when he hit the coal?
What did I do? I worked hard to try to kill him. I authorized the finding for the CIA to kill him. We contracted with people to kill him. I got closer to killing him than anybody's gotten since. And if I were still president, we'd have more than 20,000 troops there trying to kill him.